Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I can barely talk. I've got too much chocolate in my mouth. If you're looking at any sweets on the way out, sorry. Talk amongst yourselves there a wee minute or two. Oh, they're delicious, right enough of them sweets. Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you out this morning. I have heard that some people have been up since 3 o'clock this morning. That's not energy, that's just nervousness there. Anyone beat 3 o'clock this morning? You woke up at 3 o'clock. You weren't up like... George wasn't up. You were just getting up with excitement. We can let the wains off it, like. Anybody beat 3 o'clock? Anybody opening presents before 3 o'clock? The winners are. There's no prize. You get a sweet on the way out if there's one left. Folks, I'm sure you've all been excited this morning as we get up. And even as we get older, we can still be excited by Christmas and all of the palaver, all of the traditions that we have. That we're going to sing about now in our first piece of praise, which is crackers and turkey. But of course, there's more to it. Christmas means more to us than that. So let's stand together and sing about Jesus this morning.
Turkey and pudding and cream. Toys in a window that I've never seen. This is a Christmas that everyone sees, but Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I'll remember the inn and the stable so bare. And Jesus who once lay there. Everyone's out shopping late every night. Candles and presents and Christmas tree lights. This is a Christmas that everyone sees. But Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I remember the inn and the stable so bare, and Jesus who once lay there. Christmas morning, the start of the day, there's presents to open and new games to play. This is a Christmas that everyone sees. But Christmas means more to me. It's somebody's birthday I won't forget. As I open the things that I get, I'll remember the inn and the stable so bare, and Jesus who once lay there.
Boys, Eileen, I thought I was going to have to take you for a wee waltz there. You liked that one, didn't you? You did, surely. Let's pray now to God and thank Him for this day. Lord, we do thank You that we're here worshiping You this morning on this wonderful morning, Christmas. The weather's lovely outside and it's lovely and warm in here, Lord. And we thank You for the shelter that we have to come and worship You. But Lord, we thank You for the reason that we're here. Lord, we've left all of the presents behind, all of the mess behind at home, all of the preparations for food. And Lord, we're here just to worship on about the real reason, the main reason for Christmas. And Lord, as we do that, we are reminded why Jesus had to come. He had to come, Lord, because this world is sinful. And in the midst of all of the great things at Christmas, we realize there's nothing about it that's perfect. The only perfect thing about it is baby Jesus. And we realize this morning, Lord, that it's because of Him that we have that opportunity to be in a process of perfection, having Him in our lives, so that one day we can stand with You in a new heaven and in a new earth for all eternity. And for each of us here, Lord, this morning, as we come to worship you, we'll have come this morning with a variety of thoughts in our minds, attitudes, things that we're maybe worried about later on today. And we want to come, Lord, and just leave all of our imperfections, all of the things that we've done wrong, all of our worries and all of our troubles, just leave them with you, Lord. Lord, you know our minds and our hearts. And we just pray, Lord, you would speak to each of us. And Lord, we know that as we do that, you hear our prayers. And Lord, you have a desire to be with us and answer those prayers. And we pray, Lord, that you will give us all what we need to get through this day. And Lord, in the midst of it all, may we take moments after we leave here just to reflect on Jesus, to share that good news with other people as well. And Lord, as we worship now, we ask your Spirit would be present with us as we worship. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So as is our tradition on Christmas morning, we take up a collection for the World Development Appeal. So envelopes were circulated a couple of weeks ago. We're going to that offering now. And if you're visiting with us this morning and you don't know what that's about, there's little leaflets on the way out the door. And if you're a taxpayer, we would love a lovely Christmas present from the taxman. If you want to put yours into an envelope on the way out the door and sign your name on it, we can get some money back from the taxman. So that's a great thing for Christmas as well. But our offering will now be received. Let's pray now. We're going to pray, you know, as we go home, even as we're sitting here in the warmth of this building, there are so many people who have slept outside last night, even in our own country. And that's before we think about people around the world. There's a statistic that says, if you can put your hand in your pocket and bring out change, there's 20p. That's what I have for Christmas. That was my Christmas money. If you can put your hand in your pocket and bring change out of it, you're in the top 5% of people in the world. So think how many people in the world are sleeping in tents because they've been driven out of their homes, because of war, because of famine, all of those things. They've had to flee and they went to temporary accommodation. And those people, some of those people are not temporary accommodation for 5 and 6 years now. And that's just their life. So we'll be so thankful when we go home. And we just want to pray about those people. And some members of our congregation have had deaths in the famine. So we want to pray for them a wee minute or two this morning as well. So let's pray together. Lord, we are so thankful for the many blessings that you pour out into our lives. And Lord, we do live in a part of the world where it's far from perfect and we can complain about lots of things. But Lord, materialistically, we've got more than we need. And there are people in our own country that don't have roofs over their heads. And that's through various circumstances. And we want to pray this morning, Lord, for all the different agencies and congregations that have the opportunity to reach out to homeless people and people who are alone, to bring some fellowship to them, and even some food and some warmth to them, Lord, this Christmas. And for those people around the world, Heavenly Father, it is beyond our comprehension of what it must be like to have to flee your home because of war, to live in a tent for years with no hope, really, of returning back to your home. So, Lord, we just pray for people this morning. And we think particularly, Lord, of missionaries. Our money this morning that we have lifted, Lord, will go to help people who are working all around the world. And for our missionaries who are not able to come home this Christmas, who are out working away, Lord, we pray that you would use them mightily today as they bring that special blessing on this day when we remember Christ, born as a baby, but that baby who would grow to be our Savior. And Lord, we have a number of folks in our congregation, a couple of families, Lord, who have had bereavements. And Lord, we have a family waiting at the moment, having had a bereavement, waiting for a funeral. And we have a family, Lord, who are just waiting on a loved one whose time is almost up here on earth. And Lord, we just pray for all of those families at this time. It is so difficult. And particularly for families who have come to the first Christmas without a loved one. But it's always at Christmas, Lord, we miss our loved ones most. But Lord, we just thank you for the fellowship and the friendship and the families that we can have around us. Help us, Lord, to make the most of that today. Lord, we don't know what lies ahead of us in the new year. But Lord, we want to pray blessing on all the families represented, all the families connected to our congregation, all the families in our area and their families and beyond. For we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read this morning. There's not too many passages that we can read about. at Christmas. So I'm going to read about the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Amen. And it's a wonderful story, this Christmas story. And different people throughout the ages, even whenever that Christmas story was unfolding before people's eyes, there was lots of different ideas about what that story was about and how people interacted with the story. And I have a number of hats to try and represent how people thought about this story. So I'm going to need 4 volunteers. That's where everybody goes, oh no, this is not hard, don't worry. So the first hat represents how some people thought this was just a lovely story. It was the kind of story that you read your children when they're going to bed at night. It's a nice wee story. It's like a wee bedtime story. Come on, Barry, you're like a bedtime kind of man. Just what you want it. There we go. Oh, that's the back there. I'll put that around this way. My stitching's starting to come apart. There we go. That's better there. Look at that. A lovely wee baby face. You're so glad you came this morning. But we do tell the Jesus story because we've all these books that we read to our children. And I remember when the boys were smaller and we were reading the children's Bible, and then you're reading the Cat in the Hat book, or you're reading something else, and it all just sounds the same. And some people just think it's a lovely, lovely story. And it's lovely. But there was other people, even in Jesus' day, they had heard all these prophecies. They had built up a picture of how the Messiah was going to come and what the Messiah was going to be and what the Messiah was going to do. And it didn't work out that way. It kind of worked out differently. And they couldn't get their head around because it wasn't working out the way they wanted it to work. And some people today still can't work out the story. They're trying to work it all out. James, you're a working man there. Finley, sitting at the back. There's no other Jameses, don't worry. It's you. Huh? You want to wear a white one? For those of you who don't know building etiquette, white ones is the boss person. So people try to figure out how the story works. And you know, you just can't do that. Even when you get the story in your heart, you still don't know how it works out because it's so big. It's so huge. But there was people in those days as well. They flocked to see Jesus. They witnessed Jesus doing miraculous things. And they went, oh, it was a queer job there. Good lad. Well done. That's pretty good there. It was just normal. It's just a normal story for them. And there's just, now, I don't want to call this hat normal. But this is just represents a normal hat. Because I think there might be some ladies in the front 2 rows that maybe knit this hat. That came out of the stable, which is the crafty fox. An ordinary hat. Barry, you're an ordinary sort of big guy. I should have picked shorter people for this. Stay you down there, I'm not a big man. Whoop. But some people get this story and they go, aye, we've heard this story. Some people come to morning services like this on Christmas morning. Some people come to carol services and they sing the carols and they love the carols, they love the tunes. You know, but it's just a normal story. It's what we normally do at Christmas. And the power of it, the blessing of it is lost in this sort of spirit, this mindset of normality. But there's another hat in here that would represent, I need a couple of cracker pullers. There's 2 boys on there, look. Now, I get 2 young fellas to pull this cracker, and the mother had said to them, before they opened up their Santa presents this morning, two boys down in Clockey, they had to sign a contract that they wouldn't fight today. So I don't want these boys fighting over this cracker. Where you go there? Well done, Charles is the winner. I had to give you a round of applause, Charles, but my hands are full, mate. Charles is the winner. And there's a wee triangular thing, look, for your trouble. Well, that's what we got on here. Got a joke. Not worth it. This is what we're after. Johnny, you're a crown kind of a guy. You're short, that's the way I picked you, mate, and get this on. Excuse me. The reason why this hat represents this story is because it's a crown. And throughout Jesus' life, people began to believe and understand who he was. And at the end of his life, so this baby that was born went on and did these amazing things, and people thought about them in different ways. But when it got to the end of his life, they said this about him. This is the King of the Jews. That's what they put on the cross that Jesus died on. But they were mocking him. What sort of a king is this that we are now crucifying? But you know, a couple of days later, whenever they put that body into a tomb and they sealed it with a big stone and they put soldiers on it and they put the Roman seal on it, but none of that stuff could hold Jesus because he burst out of that grave. And he was alive. If you're following the vlogs that we're doing this morning, we read Luke chapter 24. Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And in rising from the grave, Jesus didn't become just the King of the Jews. He became the King above all kings. The King of this world. The King of this universe. And that's who he is. And that's why the crown is the best hat to represent Jesus Christ. And probably all of us will pull a cracker at some stage today. And hopefully, you won't fight over it. Hopefully, there's enough on the table that everybody gets one. But whenever you pull that and you get the hat on and you feel as though, oh, I have to wear the hat. The children are making us wear the hat. Or somebody's making you wear the hat. And you don't want to wear the hat. Just think, you're wearing the crown that represents Jesus Christ. Risen Savior. And that is the baby's birth that we're remembering today. Folks, give my willing volunteers a round of applause. You can keep that hat back on. Thanks, man. Now we're going to go home. Now that Barry's just taking his coat off. We're going to sing. We're going to sing. Did he get deodorant? Did he? Did he get deodorant for Christmas? No. Somebody throw deodorant around there. Anybody loves near. Anyway, we're going to sing. We're going to sing. You know, this is a joyous day, folks, and the story of Jesus' birth is a joyous thing, and everybody celebrate, and we're going to sing Joy to the World. Let's stand together and sing before we leave.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Your sweetest songs implore. What fields and streams, from hills and plain, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness. wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and one and wonders of His love.
Let's pray. Lord, we do pray Your blessing on everyone gathered here. We pray that blessing, Lord, would flow out, Lord, into all of our homes and to everyone that we meet today. May we take the joy of knowing who Jesus really is and what He did for us and what is available to us. And Lord, we pray that the blessing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit would rest and remain on each of us both now and forevermore. Amen. We wish you Merry Christmas.